Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we attempt to help all of you entrepreneurs to become the people who you want to be. I'm here with my trusted co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
We're doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio with you once again on a Thursday evening.
And that is great to have. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, a happy Thursday to you all, too. I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
Oh, we are doing fine. Bobby's the guy that makes the show work, makes everything work, makes us look good and all that sort of stuff. So, Bobby, we're always glad to have you.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
All right.
Try to get you as far over the airwaves as I can.
That's so nice.
It is.
Give you a little push.
For you entrepreneurs, the world is not going to get any better unless you keep coming. And so this show is designed to help all of you entrepreneurs to keep going and for you new entrepreneurs to keep coming. Because we need your ideas, we need your thoughts in order to make this world a better place, and that's what I'd like to do. However, for those of you kind of new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are back. Last week we started going through some quotes that famous people have made, and this week we're going to continue that. The reason being is because we started this out at the first of the year, giving quotes by famous entrepreneurs, and so the purpose was to see where are you 6 months later, and so we're going back through it again, hopefully to get some of you started. And by the way, if you notice, if you're watching our show, we're live on the TAN Talk Radio Network. And so if you go out to WTNTANTalkNetwork.com, you should be able to find this show. And if you go to TANTalk1340.com, you should be able to find the show. And if you go to YouTube and Facebook, and you should be able to find the show.
In fact, I'll help you out there. There's now a gigantic, the biggest Facebook button you've ever seen on the front of TanTalkNetwork.com watch the show.
Great.
So, moving on.
And for those of you that like, we are starting something a little different. You're going to notice a chat box, and I'm going to invite you to have any thoughts, comments, questions, to put them into the chat box. Some of them I will respond to if I can. I will not respond by typing anything back to you, but I can read them off so that the audience can hear what your concerns or comments were. Anyway, so feel free to do that, and we'll try to get to as much as we can and go from there. So, we're going to be going through some quotes tonight, but I've invited a special guest on the show to participate because this person's an entrepreneur. And I'm going to just kind of tell you his name because I think he's there. His name is Larry LaBelle. He runs a company that I'm going to let him tell you about. But Larry has been on the show before, but Larry's an entrepreneur, and getting more thoughts from other entrepreneurs, I think, only encourages other entrepreneurs. So, Larry, are you there? How you doing?
Oh, I'm here. I'm doing great, thanks.
Oh, great to have you. How you been?
Terrific. Another great day in Florida.
Okay, very quickly, tell our audience what it is that you do, because you and I know what we do, but tell the audience what you do.
You're talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I run a business called Win a Job Fast, where I help people write resumes and then help train them in all aspects of the job process so they can get a job done.
Okay, so he helps people to get jobs as well. But he's an entrepreneur, so I've invited him on the show to play the little game with us. It's kind of like a little game. We have some quotes. And what's going to happen is that myself and Mr. Dukes are going to repeat a quote by a famous person. Then we're going to tell you who that person is. Then we're going to repeat the quote again. However, since we are all entrepreneurs, I've invited Larry along so that he can give his thoughts based on his experiences based on the quote, which means the three of us are going to be giving you some of our thoughts. And there is no like right or wrong. They're just our thoughts because we're all entrepreneurs and we all have different ways of looking at it. But that's the kind of game that we're going to play tonight. And any of you entrepreneurs that are out there or want to be entrepreneurs, you're ready. You're invited to call us. The number's right in front of you. I'm not sure if you can see it, but it's 727-441-3000. At 727-441-3000, if you have a comment or a question or some suggestion, you're more than welcome to call the show and kind of just tell the producer what you're calling about, and they'll put you in. We'll give you between 30 seconds and a minute and a half to tell us what you think. The other comments are going to be coming from us. But before we get started, we're going to take a short break and get back so we can start playing our roles here. And so, you listen to myself, Larry LaBelle, and Mr. Heisman Dukes, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Bit of money, just a little bit more. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, and our special guest, Larry LaBelle. And we are getting ready to give our thoughts based on quotes that have come from some famous people. And Mr. Dukes, I'm going to ask you to pick one of those and read it out to our audience. And what's going to happen once he gives us his thoughts, we're going to hear thoughts from myself and Larry on the same quote, and then we'll go to another quote. All righty. And Bobby, if you'd like to participate, you're more than welcome as well.
Maybe you never know.
All right. So let's get the show on the road, Mr.
Dukes. All right. The first one says, choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life. Confucius said that.
I was going to say Gene Hodge, but.
Nah. Next time. Okay.
I read it again for you. Choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life.
Now, what does that mean to you when you hear that, based on your experiences?
I'm doing what I really want to do, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And it's satisfying to me, and I believe I can make the, if there is anyone else, a CEO or someone, I can make them happy also.
Okay. I'm going to go next because I'm going to call on Larry. When I hear a quote like that, can you read it again?
Choose a job that you like, and you will never have to work a day in your life.
Okay, I look at that as when you can choose something that you like, it's no longer a job. It's something that you like doing, you're willing to put the time in. And when you're doing what you like, it's not a job. It's just something that needs to be done, and you've gotten started, and you're doing it. Anyway, so that's my thought in terms of that quote. And Mr. Larry, are you there? Have you heard us?
Yes, I am. For me?
Yes.
My work is like a game. I have a blast playing it every day.
Okay, say that again now.
So basically, my work is, for me, a game. The greatest game on earth, and I get to play it every day.
Wow. Playing that game. That's a good one. All right. The next one you got, Mr. Dukes.
Next one I got is, the entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life lack. In other words, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people cannot. Entrepreneurship means to me that gives me the opportunity to do what I really want to do and enjoy doing. And it allows me to be free when I have wants to be free, to be able to enjoy the life that other people cannot enjoy.
Okay, now who said that?
Oh, I didn't give you the quote. Said it?
Who said that?
That was said by a college student unidentified by the name as Juan Tracy.
Okay, sweet. Okay, a college student. Can you repeat that again? Because, Larry, I'm going to call on you next.
Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't. Well, not so you can spend the rest of your life like most people cannot. A student of Warren G. Tracy is his name.
Okay, Larry, did you hear that?
Yep.
What are your thoughts on something like that?
Well, for me, I started doing what I'm doing 22 years ago in 1998, 99. And I had been working for software companies and hoping one of them was really, really big because they were private and their stock would get sold at a high price and I'd make it. But it didn't happen. Came close once. But along the way, I said to myself, I don't want to do this anymore. So what else can I do? And I realized, every year I'm going to get a job. I'm going to be on about job search. The minute I got into it, I knew it was the right thing. I love serving people and helping them. It takes care of that too.
Great. Great. Oh, your voice is a little fuzzy there. I'm not sure, but I think we heard you at the end. So just want to let you know in case you need to make some adjustments. All righty. So, Mr. Dukes, can I have that sheet of paper over there that you have over there? You have the cheat sheet over there, that one.
Oh.
Yes, that one. Okay. Okay, so a student made this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to circle it.
Oh, okay. And which one was it?
Number three.
Okay, I have a number three on my sharp. But that's okay. But entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me it means that you have a few years of life to get started. And getting started is the first part. Staying with it is the next part, and hopefully if you're staying with it, it's fun or you can see progress. And then the third thing is whereby you can start to enjoy what it is that you have accomplished. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So what's the next one that you have for us that you...
The next one is a leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, he shows the way. That's by John C. Maxwell. A leader is someone who knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way.
All righty. Larry, did you hear that?
That was a problem. The connection's a little weak.
Okay, let's try it again, Mr. Dukes.
A leader is one who knows the way. It goes the way and show the way. That quote is by John C. Maxwell.
Yep.
Okay, so when you hear that, what type of
interpretation? You need to know what you want to do. So you've got a path you know you want to follow. And part of that, for me, that a lot of entrepreneurs don't do, they don't develop a business plan. And the business plan is the roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great. Great. Well, what it sounds like to me is that the leader knows the way. That's the one that has the thought. That's the one that has the dream. So they kind of like know where they want to go.
Yep.
And they are willing to tell everybody where they're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and plan to go. And they show the way based on how far they've gotten so far. Okay, one of the things about a lot of entrepreneurs or dreams and goals, people will talk about it, but they just can't seem to get started. And in most times, people are going to want to know, how far along are you?
Right.
Which means you have to be able to tell them something that says you have gotten started because you believe in you and you can see some progress in order to get the others to jump in and allow them to help you to make your dream or vision come true. Okay, so that's my take on that.
Okay.
You got another one?
Yeah, we got another here. This is a very simple one. Keep away from people who tries to belittle you or your ambition. Small people always do that, but the really great makes you feel that you too can become great. That was by Mr. Mark Twain.
Can you repeat that again?
Keep away from people who tries to belittle your ambition. Small people always do that, but the really great makes you feel that you too can become greater. Mark Twain.
Okay, Mark Twain said that. Okay. Any thoughts on that one, Larry?
I'm a little confused in the keep away from people. What does he want to keep away from?
Keep away from the ones tries to belittle your ambition.
Who try to belittle your ambition?
Belittle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The naysayers.
The naysayers, yeah.
Oh, the naysayers.
Yeah, to me, it's I want to surround myself with people who believe in my vision, support it, help me. Those are the ones that make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what he says also. He says small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you too can become great.
They give you constructive criticism, not just criticism.
Not just criticism.
Right.
They help you build a better mousetrap.
Right.
But I'm going to say the naysayers must be there. Because the naysayers are not there by accident. The naysayers are there because they're supposed to be there in order to allow you to make some decisions about what it is that you want to do with your business. And to know who else you can be around, because without the naysayers, you wouldn't know who else to surround yourself with. And so I think that the naysayers are extremely important, because they're the ones that will keep you fired up to prove them wrong or just to focus on what it is that you want.
Okay, so
that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's what I thought about that. So, I think we got through all three of us. We got about 2 minutes left. You got one more for us?
Yeah, I got one more. Here's a great one, I think. The topic says, I have not failed. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't not work. Tom Edison said that.
Can you repeat that again?
I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't not work.
Okay.
So, to me, in other words, all those 10,000 ways that I found not to work, it makes me be able to find the ways that will work.
Okay. I'm gonna say you have to have ways, a number of ways that may not work,
mm-hmm.
in order for you to get to the goal that you're trying to reach in the first place.
Mm.
And the difference is that the persistence to keep going, trying to find that better way that you need in order to do what it is that you set out to do.
You're right.
Larry, what are your thoughts on that?
That Thomas Edison quote is my absolute all-time favorite. I've used it with my kids, my grandkids, so that they would not think they failed ever.
Right.
They could learn what didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Great, 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 great comment. Because so many of us kind of like we don't think that way.
Nope.
And especially a lot of individuals that have these great ideas, they just don't seem to want to think that way. They're too busy worrying about getting it right the first time. And in many cases, so many other people out there will tell you they expect you to get it right the first time.
Sure enough.
Okay, so those you need to become aware, they're supposed to be there too. Okay, because those you'll learn to stay away from, because that's where all the practice comes into play.
That's right.
And so I'd like to just have you think about that. We're gonna we got We're going to take a short break, set you hear something from our sponsors. Larry, hold on, and because we're going to pick your brain a little bit more. But you listen to myself, Mr. Dukes, Larry LaBelle, and we'll be right back with more of our thoughts on quotes from famous people. We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Money! What most entrepreneurs want to make, I want to make some. I believe everyone else does. If they are an entrepreneur, they have some bigger goals, and I hope that one of those goals is to make some money. I know that that's part of my goal. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heisman Dukes,
and
our special guest, Larry LaBelle.
We are all here.
Entrepreneurs in a sense, and we are going over famous quotes that other people have made, and we are giving our interpretations based on those famous quotes, based on our experiences, things that we've gone through. Anyway, so Mr. Dukes has gone through some, and Larry LaBelle has gone through some, and I'm getting ready to go through a couple.
Okay.
Anyway, so the way we're doing is I'm repeating the quote. I'm telling you who the author of that quote is, and then I'm repeating it again, and then I'm giving you my interpretation based on some of my experiences or my thoughts as an entrepreneur. And then Larry and Mr. Dukes are going to follow with that, and then we're going to kind of switch that around and kind of go around doing that. So, Mike, I'm going to start this out by saying right here, genius is 1% inspiration and 90% preparation. Okay, Thomas Edison said that again. Okay, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. I view the 99% as preparation because in getting started, it requires work. That may not be the best word, but it requires persistence and you working at something long enough until it achieved its goal. It's the working it out, which is where the genius within you comes. It's finding a way to work it out. So that's my thought on that. Did you hear that, Larry?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't hear the quote.
Do you have any thoughts to that saying, quote, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% preparation?
I don't think it's supposed to say that. That's not really true.
That's it. It's absolutely true. Okay.
Who said that quote?
Thomas Edison. All right. So, Mr. Dukes, what did you think of that quote?
I think it's just right. The genius is 1% of inspiration and 99% of preparation. Most of all is preparation. To do the preparation, it takes a lot of work. No matter how great your genius idea is, it's got to be prepared and worked for, so it'll be able to be, so you'll be able to present it.
Okay. Alrighty. So we're just taking these. I got another one. Then I'm going to let you in.
Let me in. Okay.
Okay. Here's another one. What is not started will never get finished. Simple words, simple quotes.
Yes, sir.
A person by the name of Jonathan Wolfgang von Goethe have said that. What is not started will never get finished.
That's right. If you got something, got an idea, and you procrastinate with it, sit on it, it'll never become fruition because you're never going to do it. So if you got the idea and have a good idea that you want to see become the fruition, you got to get started.
Okay.
Because it's not going to start itself.
Larry, what do you think of that?
I agree. I want to sort of add something to things related. The whole thing of getting started, it's like imagine yourself at the edge of the ocean. You know you want to go to the other side, so let's say England.
Mm-hmm.
All you can see is some rocks, a little bit of a path, but all of a sudden they're outside of your view. But you have to trust that that path will lead you to the other side.
Right. Okay, great. Now I'm going to say that getting started is the most difficult. But if you don't get started, there's no such thing as finish. Okay, because you can finish anytime because you're in control. The finish doesn't necessarily mean you reached the goal. Finish just means you stopped. And you're in control of that.
Could just be finished for the day.
Right. Right, but you're in control of starting and stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't let anyone out there stop you. Okay, but if you haven't started, then there's no such thing as you can get it finished. Okay, so getting started is probably the most difficult, the inertia.
Yes, because it takes a lot of strong and willingness to get out, step out there, and get it started.
All right. Do you have a quote for us?
Yeah.
Well, another one. We got a bunch of quotes. We're not going to get to all of them. It's designed so that we only get to a few because you're hearing our interpretation of those quotes based on our experiences or our thoughts. And there's three of us tonight. So, that's where we stand.
Okay. The one says, "Formal education will make you what?" Make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Jim Rohn said that.
Okay. I can repeat it
again.
Yeah.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune.
Okay. Formal education
will make you a living.
Okay.
But self-education will make you a fortune. And how you separate the two.
Is that what it says?
No, I'm asking that.
You're asking us the question?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear Mr. Duke's question? How do you separate the two? Or whatever statement that you have to make based on the quote. Go ahead.
What was the quote again, Jim?
Formal education will make you a living, but a self-education will make you a fortune.
And I think there's one other aspect of this, which is you have to believe that you can have your dream.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it,
mm-hmm.
not going to happen. The worst part of that sometimes is all that negative self-talk in your head that's telling you it can't happen. But if you consciously aware of your dream and keep on it, it will happen.
Wow.
And that's where the naysayers come in at too, because they'll be there to tell you. You're not going to make that fortune because you're not educated on that area or in that area.
Okay, Can you read that quote again? I give you my thoughts.
Formal education, the formal education, what you call classroom education, will make you a living. But self-education will make you a fortune.
Okay, and who said that?
A guy named Jim Rohn.
Okay, Jim Rohn.
It also happens to do another clip for us here at the end.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so formal education, whatever that may be, means something that the other people put in place for you.
Right.
Okay, so formal education is what?
Something that'll make you a living. It'll make you a living.
Make you a living. Think of all the people out there that got all this education and they're making a living. And the other one.
A self-education.
Self-education.
Will make you a fortune.
Self-education will make you a fortune. This is where all entrepreneurs have those thoughts of doing something that requires change. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, or in many cases, they can make them a fortune based on their ideas and thoughts.
And their hard work.
And so that's what that goes.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Gene?
Yes.
One thing for me, too, is I find a lot of people who are starting out and setting up their own business, they don't take the time to find resources that can help them, whether it be a book, something on the web, a training course, whatever. They don't get an inventory of resources they can use to help them. They also look at people resources that can help. Friends, family, whoever, coworkers.
Great I got a question for you. Why do you think that is so?
You talking to me?
Yes. Why do you think? Why do you think people do that?
I think a lot of times when they're trying to get started, either overwhelmed when they start to research, or fear that they won't be able to get the help they need.
So true. So true. That's a great thought. That's a great thought.
It never dawned on me that I would succeed.
Yeah. Wow.
And I looked at the whole process of the game, finding all the resources I could, because I didn't know all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And you started 23 years ago, and I spent a lot of attention that came from all the resources.
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great, great.
On that same token, most individuals think because of their formal education that they can succeed. They are making a living, but they don't really get to the top of their ladder, as you might say. But formal education will allow you to make a living. And Jim is saying is that a self-educated will make you a fortune because you put more into it. And you have to discover and find the ways to get to the top, or to make your success, or to make whatever you have a success.
Okay. I'm going to piggyback off what you said, but it's also a famous quote.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning."
Greatest source of what?
Your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning.
Make your product better.
Well,
wait a minute. Let me tell you who said that first.
Okay.
Okay.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates said that. Says your most unhappy customers are your greatest source of learning. That seemed to pique. That seemed to pique a lot of people's interest. Bobby, what do you got to say about that?
I was just going
to
say, boy, does he know something about unhappy customers?
But I have to give that is true, because I know in my profession, when I have unhappy customers, what I'm going to do is try to strive to make that customer happy, and I'm going to do some more research to get to find the answer to that.
Why
they're unhappy.
Great point. How about you, Larry? What do you got for that one?
I think that's absolutely true. Yeah, I learn a little more from somebody who's not happy with some aspect of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough sense to ask them, well, what can I do to change it?
Yeah. Yep, they're the greatest source of learning. I know in my field, I get a lot of evaluations, and I expect evaluations because I think people will tell the truth on evaluations. And it's up to me to take those thoughts and comments on anything that I can improve or make better. That allows me to make more customers happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, but something to think about. We're going to take a short break very quickly and get back. We have a couple more that we have to say, and then we're going to finish up. You're listening to Larry Bell, Larry LaBelle, and Heisman Dukes, and we'll be right back.
All right.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way.
When the going gets tough. Even on your face. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah.
That's what entrepreneurs do. They work at it and work at it and work at it because they have that long-range goal. I am here with
you. Yeah.
Heisman Dukes and Larry LaBelle. We are reviewing famous quotes made by famous people, and we're giving our interpretations of the quote. And okay. If any of you out there have something different, you can find us out on Facebook and go out there and type something in the chat. Hopefully we'll see it, and maybe we can respond to it. Or if you'd like to give us a call, the number is right in front of you, 727-441-3000. And depending on that, we will give you time to share some of your thoughts as well. Okay, Mr. Dukes, you got another quote.
Well, we got another about entrepreneur. Is someone who does what? The entrepreneur is someone who jump off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. An entrepreneur is someone who jump off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. That's by Reid Hoffman. That sounds like a riddle, but it's not a riddle. It's a true statement.
Okay. And what's your interpretation of that?
An entrepreneur must always be prepared whenever he's going to jump off a cliff to do something. He must start building then. So whenever you get to the point of landing, he has it ready to go. He cannot be afraid to step out on faith.
Okay. Larry, you there?
Yep.
All right, did you hear the quote?
Yes. I think fear is the one thing that kills off more people.
That's right.
Just because it tends to start smoldering mushrooms in your mind, which are completely overwhelming, totally packed with fear, so you just want to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Put your head in the sand. The one thing I like about fear, it stands for false evidence appearing real.
All right.
You don't have to be stopped by fear anymore. You understand where it really is.
Yeah.
Great. Great, great.
And that leads to the next one, Mr. Jane, that I think follow behind that one says, winners never quit, and quitters never win. One of the famous football coaches said that quote.
Tell us who said it.
Mr. Vince Lombardi.
Okay. Can you read it again now that we know who said it?
Winners will never quit. And quitters never win.
And what is your interpretation of that?
That almost except for Scandatory. If you quit something, you'll never get back started, and you'll never win. But a quitter, he'll win because he'll never quit, or she would never quit. He will continuously to work at it.
Okay. Larry, you there?
Yep.
What do you think about that quote?
For me, the most important thing is to stay in action.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't let my mind take over and have this, you know, fear mind game killing me, and just stay in action, I can accomplish anything.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to say this for entrepreneurs or anyone else that's thinking about being entrepreneurs. See if you can recognize if you're a quitter. But then you can recognize how come things may not be happening for you. So, in the statement, if you are winning, then you'll know you're winning.
Yep.
Okay. If you are winning, you'll know you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
But just see if you can catch yourself quitting. Many individuals have been quitting all their life, and they keep wondering how come they can't get what they want. Because going through something is how you get there. It isn't waiting for you. It's waiting for you on the other side. Okay, so that's just something I'd like to have you just think about.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, I got one more for you.
All right.
Time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Okay? What was that again, Dean?
Steve Jobs said that. He says, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Ah.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Stephen Jobs.
Yes, sir. You know who Steve is.
Okay, so imagine if you're trying to live somebody else's life.
And
I'm not going to say it's wrong or anything like that, because many of you go to work to help somebody else achieve their dreams. The only difference is you may have some yourself, and the only question is, when do you get started on it? Because you can't make up for the time. Anyway, so that's my thought behind that. What's yours, Mr. Dukes?
My thought behind that is that your time is your time. And you cannot do what someone else did, he or she. You must live and do yours. Because if you're wasting time on somebody else's dream, your dream will never be completed.
Okay. Mr. Larry.
Well, I know I can't do someone else.
Amen.
Ooh.
What I can do is learn from someone else and learn from their mistakes,
mm-hmm,
and other people.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be somebody else is impossible, and I don't
want to
be somebody else.
Right.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, for your comments, your interpretations of famous quotes. Maybe someday you'll have famous quotes that someone is putting out there to the public.
That's true. Very
yep.
true.
But because I know that you're all very busy. And matter of fact, Larry, before we let go, I know you got something going on that you may want to make an announcement about, because I think it fits anyone who's listening and anyone that may be interested. And since you're an entrepreneur, I'd like to have you share part of what you are doing as an entrepreneur, because I know you're doing something. Are you there?
Yep.
Well, it's up to you if you want to share it or not.
Not right now.
All righty. Well, hold on, because I know you're going to be coming up again. Just kind of hold on. We're going to keep you for our next show if we can. And so hold on, and you can bring it up there if you like. But I'd like to thank Larry for taking his time to participate, because he's an entrepreneur. Any entrepreneurs that are out there, we're going to be inviting you more and more to be part of our show. And spread the word for other entrepreneurs to call in or write in regarding their comments, or just be on the show altogether. And Mr. Dukes, thanks a lot for your comments, because you are an entrepreneur, and we kind of like know that. So that's all I can say about that. But one last quote that I'm just going to say.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm just going to say this. I'd like to have you think about it, but if you got a 30-second comment, that's about how long we're going to have. You're going to be more than welcome to say it. This one says, if you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Napoleon Hill said that. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. And so what that means to me is that great things come and go. Great things come based on you doing them. And sometimes they may not appear so great. However, the other people may think it's great. And since you're doing it for someone else, then many times something that you think is very small, the others think is really great.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thought on that.
Sounds like a similar one.
Yeah.
Great. Small people talk about other people. Average mm-hmm. people talk about things. Great people talk about ideas.
All right.
Say that again. Who said that?
Small people talk about other people. Average people talk about things. Great people talk about ideas.
Wow.
And the only source I can give you for that one is it's on the plaque outside the radio, the lobby of the radio station here.
Well, that is a great, 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 and it's on the plaque. So if you want to see it, you got to come in and see it. But Mr. Bobby, our engineer, he stated it for us. And I think it's
very fitting.
Yeah, I think it's very, very fitting.
Back corner of the lobby, about 6 feet high.
All right.
Now, something I didn't tell you, but Bobby heard what we did, and he knew that sign was out there. He went out there and
scoffed it up.
To be continued.
All right, to be continued. Okay, I hear the music, which means our time is up. It's by Frank Sinatra, My Way, and because I like to have you just think all the things you like doing, enjoy doing, have been doing. You literally are doing it your way and have been doing it your way, which means you can keep making things happen because you have done it your way. Okay, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.